Chicago politics is ruthless, okay?
They can
and
be brutal.
I'm telling you, this is more about Kim Fox and that situation than Jussie. They're just using Jussie as a scapegoat. Come on, y'all. It was no victims. They can't really prove it.
Thank you.
Everything was
even
was
if it was
up.
A hoax. Even if it was a hoax, this is really happening all the time. And even if it was a hoax for the sake of bringing attention to this, then I'm like, that's low-key noble. Like, I'm just I'm at my wit's end about us centering situations like this and wanting to make people have to pay. And it's like, Emmett Till's accuser was alive. I think she's still alive.
Yep.
Yes,
and
yes.
This young man died, and she announced that she was lying about it. They should have put the shackles on her that day. And she's walking around. So... no one was hurt in this situation. Nobody. You know what they're mad about? Their time. Their resources being
used. And the
used.
Money. The
taxpayers'
yes,
resources.
Sure, sure.
Taxpayers' resources are being used every day to imprison people who have done nothing but be an addict. So I don't want to hear about Jussie Smollett.
Okay, but
so
what do you feel about people that feel that, well, what if a hate crime really happens to me, and now because of what Jussie Smollett did, now they don't believe me?
If this one instance is what makes them not believe you, baby, that's a lie that they're telling ourselves. We have lived in a nation where they don't believe hate crimes every day.